I hope you're having a great day. My name's Luke, and welcome back to day two of the Daily Dose. This is a brand new thing we've started just to try to provide some faith and encouragement and some Godward vision in the midst of some difficult times. Thanks for those of you who shared the first episode of Daily Dose. It's great to see that this felt like it resonated with some people, and we'll dive in here for day two. So here's the big idea for day two. The church has left the building. The church has left the building. That is the phrase that I just cannot get out of my head in these recent days. And it's been so interesting because the church I've been leading at Redemption Gateway, we've been for the last year and a half preparing people to move into a building, a beautiful brand new space that we opened up just last year. And at the same time, that whole time has been spent saying, hey, the church is not the building. The church is the people. The church is the community. The church is the family of God. And now we're in this season where the church has left the building and the church can't really come back to the building, at least anytime soon. And so we're all kind of trying to figure out, how do we nourish our faith and how do we process these changes and what do we do now that the church has left the building? And that's the same kind of situation that the Apostle Peter is writing to in the book of 1 Peter. And so what we're going to begin to do in these Daily Dose segments is to get a dose of encouragement from Peter. Peter was one of Jesus' closest friends. He was really a pillar of the Jerusalem church. And in the book of 1 Peter, Peter is writing a letter to churches that are scattered. They're not part of the building and the temple and the kind of typical systems that are in place in Jerusalem. They're scattered throughout. The church has left the building. He writes this letter, he says in 1 Peter 1:1, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion. That's who he's writing this to. And I just want to encourage you today that if you're a follower of Jesus, whether you're stuck at home or you can meet on a regular basis, if you're a follower of Jesus, you are an exile. You're an exile. This world is not your home. You've been dispersed. You've been sent out by the Lord Jesus Christ to be one of his representatives into this world. And so there's something that you need if you're going to be a faithful exile, sent out into this world in the church that has left the building. And it comes to us in verse 2. He says this, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. You who have been known by God the Father before the foundation of the world, you who have been set apart by the Spirit, you who have been given obedience to Jesus Christ through the sprinkling of his blood, he says in verse 2, you have grace and peace. That's what we need right now. We need to cling to the grace of God. There's nothing that we've ever done that has made God love us more or less, and that's going to be true just as much today as it ever has been. We have the grace of God. He has sprinkled us by his blood. He has set us apart by his Spirit. He has loved us before the beginning of time. And so we are exiles and we have been dispersed, but we have grace. And because of that grace that we have in Christ, we have peace. Peace. Shalom. Closeness to God. The hostility between us and God has ended. I don't know about you, but it feels like there's some, even just a couple days into this thing, some hostilities rising in my home. It's hard to be cooped up and to be next to each other all the time and to be in each other's space and sharing each other's stuff. And so we need this. We need grace and peace multiplied. Where do we find that? We find that in Jesus. So the church has left the building. That's us. And we're in our homes and we're communicating digitally and we're doing whatever we can. And as we do that, may grace and peace be multiplied to you.